This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Michael M. Garza. Date of birth is November the 5th, 1959. Case ID number is 3619378. Date of exam, September the 29th, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from a Social Security questionnaire dated 2022, and medical records from Dr. Isaias Mata dated 3/3/2021. Identifying information. This is a 63-year-old married male with two grown daughters who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of lumbar sacral back pain, comma, shoulder problems, comma, and high blood pressure. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in November of 2020, where he worked as a correctional officer for 30 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house with his wife, who is presently not working. The claimant is presently not receiving disability benefits. Allegations number one, lumbar sacral back pain. Number two, shoulder problems. Number three, high blood pressure. History of allegations, lumbar sacral back pain. The claimant states that in 2018, he was cutting the grass when he developed a dull, sharp, stabbing pain in the lumbar sacral back area that would radiate down to his right leg, which caused a burning sensation. The claimant went on to have cauterization of the nerves in the lumbar sacral back area, which did give some relief. His limitations include being able to walk 1 block, comma, stand for 45 minutes, comma, sit for 3 hours, comma, lift approximately 20 pounds above his head, and bend over to pick up clothes. He has no assistive devices that he uses at this time. His daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, doing the laundry, comma, and working outside in the on the yard. His physician right now is Dr. Samuel Ramirez and Dr. Rashid. He denies seeing a chiropractor and did receive 2 sessions of physical therapy in 2018. At the present time, he's on ibuprofen, 800 milligrams TID, for his back pain, which does give him some relief. He was diagnosed with bulging discs of L3, L4, L4, L5, L5, and S1 with mild neural foraminal narrowing of the lumbar sacral back area with right-sided radiculopathy. His condition at this time is stable. Allegation number two, left shoulder pain. The claimant states that in ...2018... he also developed left shoulder adhesive capsulitis with osteoarthritis. X-rays were performed, which confirmed the diagnosis, but no surgery was performed, and he denies any fractures or steroid injections given for his condition. His symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he usually feels in the morning every day. His limitations include being able to walk 1 block, comma, stand for 4 hours, comma, climb 2 flights of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes, and lift approximately 20 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices that he uses at this time. He's presently on ibuprofen, 800 milligrams TID. And he does do chores around the house and works on the yard. His family doctor is Dr. Samuel Ramirez. He was diagnosed with adhesive capsulitis / osteoarthritis. His condition at this time is stable. Allegation number 3, high blood pressure / hypertension. The claimant states that in 2010, he was having temporal headaches, but no blurred vision, chest pain, or shortness of breath. He denies any myocardial infarction or cerebral vascular accident, as well as no problems with nephropathy, indicating that he has no in-organ damage at this time. His blood pressure at this visit was 150/86 mmHg. He is presently taking lisinopril 10 milligrams / hydrochlorothiazide 12.5 milligrams QD, which appears to be regulating his blood pressure. His condition at this time is stable. Family history. The father died at the age of 56 from a myocardial infarction. He had coronary artery disease, hypertension, and diabetes mellitus. His mother is 86 and has osteoarthritis and hypertension. Medications, ibuprofen, 800 milligrams TID, omeprazole, 20 milligrams QD, lisinopril, 10 milligrams / hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligrams QD, testosterone, 30 milligrams / actuation, 1.5 milliliters, transderm solution, pump, 2 pumps, topically, QD. Medical problems, hypertension, gastritis, hyperprolactinemia, left inflamed kidney, morbid obesity, major surgeries, right knee arthroscopy, sinus surgery, and hernioplasty. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 96.9 Fahrenheit, weight 302 pounds, height 5 feet 9 1⁄2 inches, BP 150/86 mmHg, heart rate 56 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, BMI 44. General, this is a 63-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to HEENT? After the fourth sentence, the claimant does have 6 missing teeth that have not been treated. Could you drop down to the last 2 sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/20. Corrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/25. Pinhole is 20/25. Corrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/25. Binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to abdomen after the last? Abdomen was soft, non-tender, but distended on palpation. The claimant was morbidly obese. Normal active bowel sounds were auscultated. No organ megaly or masses appreciated on evaluation. Could you please drop down to after neurological on the last page? X-rays of the right shoulder, no acute findings. X-rays of the left shoulder, no acute findings. X-rays of the thoracolumbar spine, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He's able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and very minor limitations in his visual acuity, which is corrected with glasses. He is able to communicate very well without limitations and has no restricted limitations in his workplace environment at this time. Probable diagnoses. Number one, lumbar sacral back pain, dash lumbago, normal physical exam. Number two, left shoulder pain secondary to tendonitis, dash normal physical exam. Number three, high blood pressure slash hypertension being treated at this time. Blood pressure at this visit was 150 over 86 mmHg, which is normal. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Michael M. Garza.